then be drafted. Or about as soon as I got over there, they changed the ruling and said that they didn't need, well, they needed more infantry folks then, because in June of that year, they had landed on Normandy and they needed infantry replacement. So they stopped that ruling and said they no longer give you a choice. They put you where they needed you, which meant all practical purposes and infantry. So I went on and enlisted to be able to get what I wanted. Well, I'm at boot camp, and I get a letter from the athletic director, Rip Miller, assistant athletic director, who was one of the seven mules of the four horsemen.
Yeah.
And he asked me in a quote, unofficial, unquote way, because officially they don't recruit, but they really do. They recruit like anybody else.
Sure.
And he asked me how I would like to come to the Naval Academy and play ball on probably the best team in the nation and get one of the best educations in the country. And he said, it's a three-year course now because of the war, and you'll come out in 3 years as an officer. And said, surely you'd rather be an officer than an enlisted man. And I was in the middle of boot camp, and I agreed wholeheartedly with him. From what I had seen, the officers were living a little better than we were. So I looked on it just like you would go to officer candidate school,
yes,
midshipman school. The war was supposed to last 7 or 8 more years. They were going to jump from island to island, and it was just going to go on and on and on. So I said, well, shoot, I'll be out 3 years. At least I'll be trained. And in the meantime, it'll have a little better than just going into the infantry.
Yes.
And so that's what I did. It just, the way it worked out, by the time I got my appointment, then I went to a cram school in Washington to study for an infantry exam, and took the exam and passed it by the skin of my teeth and got there. By that time, the war was over. No, the war was over in Europe that summer. And by the next, by the summer of 45, the war was over in the Pacific. And now I was signed up. They changed it back to a 4-year course plus 4 more years when I got out. That's 7 years. And I never intended to make a career out of the service in the first place. I just really looked on it like I can get the best training I can, and if I'm able to do anything, I ought to be able to do it better if I'm trained.
Yes.
And so when it was all over, I saw no real reason to stay in. My brother had died in China in the meantime, and I just felt it'd be better if I came on back home. So that was my year at the Naval Academy.
They let you out after a year?
Well, they have to let you out because you can fail out. They can't keep you. I mean, there's no way in the world they can keep you in.
Yeah.
The only difference was, during the war, if you get out of there, you will go immediately back into the service.
Yeah.
I had been discharged from the USN Reserve in order to be sworn in the regular Navy, USN. So all that did was put me back to my draft board, and they wasn't drafting anybody else. So,
I was going to say, I imagine they're busy kicking people.
Oh, yeah, they did. Man, we had 14 million men in the service, and they were a lot more of them trying to stay in than they had room for.
Yes.
So it was just a kind of an interlude that I was sort of doing the best I could during the time as it was. I wasn't particularly anxious to get shot at or to shoot anybody else. I guess I would have done whatever everybody else did, you know, if you have to.
That was a pretty town, wasn't it? My sister went to school at St. John's.
St. John's.
Which is in
Bishop. A lot of intellectuals there, aren't they? Well, they really look intellectual.
People.
They really look intellectual. I hope they were.